where you can be anything. Be someone who doesn't repeat media soundbites. The show starts now.
And the president doesn't have a veto authority over a spending bill. The only authority the president has is to sign it like a secretary that it's been received and passed on. Spending alone is in the House alone.
Amen.
Because the people are to control the House, so the people control the budget. We have completely set that aside and once again transformed ourselves economically into a kingdom where the king controls how much money he gets by holding a budget hostage. And congressmen, like the Speaker of the House, are able to shirk responsibility and hide accountability through, I don't care, is it ignorance? Is it negligence? Is it malice? I don't really care if the Speaker of the House is an ignorant or an evil or a negligent person. That matters not to me. At the end of the day, the results are exactly the same. He is irresponsible and ignorant of our process, and we need somebody in the House of Representatives that not only has a brain to understand this, but the gonads to stand on it.
Amen, amen, amen. That was Chrisanne Hall. Woo!
It's so true, though.
I know.
I mean, our House of Representatives does not represent the people of the United States.
I know.
Period.
I know. And
none of them.
I know. And it's... I don't know what we can do to have that finally register.
I wish I do.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know, what's the magic solution? Chrisanne Hall will be joining us. And powerful. It's a powerful clip. You should play that for somebody you love.
Yeah.
Put it all over Facebook. I'll actually put it up as its own clip today on the podcast because I want people to understand. Here is Chrisanne Hall joining us. Chrisanne Hall, how are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm so good. Uncle Milty's here, and we're so glad that you're joining us. I just played your clip. You didn't get to hear it, but the clip of you basically talking about the president is the secretary sign a bill,
yes,
and Congress has the budget, and Congress doesn't, and we the people do not need to fund what we're funding and all the rest.
Right.
And I just love that clip from you. I do.
Thank you.
That was right.
Well,
on.
I wish I could say that they're ignorant of this information,
mm-hmm,
but I know they're not.
Mm.
Because, I don't know, Michelle Bachmann, when she was in office,
mm-hmm,
it was very interesting. I was invited to attend a limited town hall meeting in D.C.,
mm-hmm,
and she was on this panel, and she actually said on this panel, well, you know, it's really the House that's in charge of the budget, and just said everything that I said.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just stared at them dumbfounded because they know this,
right?
They know this, but what they really, really play on, which is sinister, if you want to be honest about it,
mm-hmm,
they play on the fact that the people don't know this. They really, really, really take advantage and bank on the fact that our education system has so deliberately and successfully dumbed down the American people on the Constitution,
mm-hmm,
how government's supposed to work, the power of the president, all mm-hmm that stuff, you know. They really, really take advantage of it, and that's why I say it's sinister.
Yeah.
I mean, when Megyn Kelly was on Fox, Fox had this corporate lawyer that was their quote-unquote constitutional expert, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about Obama as president and about, oh, well, you know, the president, he said this, and it's like seared into my brain like a scar. He said, you know, our founders really authored the president with an enormous amount of power to do pretty much what he wants to do.
Ouch!
Ouch. And Megyn Kelly said, yep, you're right. I think on a cloud somewhere I have that audio because it was just so horrible. But I went on this tirade against Megyn Kelly, you know. Mm-hmm. I just thought, you guys are Fox. Yeah. Come on now.
Deservedly so. You know, I always think of these two statements. Number one, we wrap ourselves up in the idea of liberty instead of actual liberty, instead of actually doing anything daily. People like to go to Constitution classes, or they like to think that they're constitutional. They like to pat themselves on the back because they think of it, but they don't want to do it. And the other one is that we don't lose this country because of the bad guys that we always are talking about. We lose the country because we have a lot of quote unquote good people that either do nothing or intentionally hide behind the smile and actually aid and abet what's going on.
Well, you remember Samuel Adams' quote I've said like a billion times on your program.
Yeah.
No people will tamely surrender their liberty nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved.
Yes.
He said, on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. And that's really, really where we are. Mm-hmm. It's very, very disturbing to me. And I said, I do another news program, a Christian-based news program called Victory News, video-based.
Right.
And I said to them today, I said, you know, the really sad thing is, what becomes popular in the conservative and even in the Christian conservative genre is actually resulted in more damaging legislation than from the liberal perspective, which is very disturbing. The Patriot Act came from the Christian conservatives. The Marriage Defense Act came from the Christian conservatives. Now we have people like in Texas, they have laws that have outlawed pro-Palestinian or anti-Israel protests.
Yeah.
Okay, you cannot have government outlawing content-related messages. And this has gotten very, very popular among the Christian conservatives. And the reality is, if you have a government powerful enough to outlaw content-related messages that you don't like, the next administration that doesn't like you retains that power. And we also know with the history of government, power never decreases from administration to administration. It always exponentially increases. So the power you give government today to silence a message you don't like, i.e. anti-Israel,
right?
Will be the power that the government exercises tomorrow that is anti-Christian.
Oh.
And then it exponentially increases, you know?
You're right. You're exactly right, Uncle Milty.
Yeah.
I mean, you could even have a knee-jerk reaction where it's not anti-Christian, but anti-Israel.
Oh, 100%. Milt?
Somewhere along the line, these elected representatives started to feel that once they were elected, they were infallible deities and can do anything they please. And we have to stop that.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a mental affliction that happens to anybody in office. The Supreme Court feels that way, too. And now you've got the conservatives in the House, you know, standing up and talking about this SAVE Act, how they're going to stop illegals from voting. And the sad thing is they're not being honest about this bill. Number one, it only affects federal elections. It doesn't affect state and local elections because the Constitution reserves voting determination to the state on state and local issues. So if you want to stop it, it has to happen in the state and local elections. Has to happen on a state-by-state basis.
Right.
Secondly, this bill doesn't do anything that isn't already being done.
Yep.
And so I find it very disingenuous for them to stand up and make all this hoopla about something and then not actually come out and say, this doesn't stop illegal from voting at the state and local level. They need to say that out loud. And here's the thing, if they really, really believed that they wanted to solve that problem. Mm-hmm. Because remember, that's what this is all about. We have to stop this. This is an affront on America. Mm-hmm. If they really wanted to stop that, they would be absolutely saying, hey, we're doing this, but it only affects the federal level. Now you have to get busy on the state and local level. But I think it's something more insidious than that. I listened to Mike Johnson's speech today that he gave on this. Mm-hmm. Somebody has it posted on Twitter. I really think it's an effort, a bipartisan effort, once again, mm-hmm. to federalize all elections.
Ooh. Okay, Uncle Milton.
They don't care what happens in the states. They're perfectly happy letting non-citizens vote in the state and local elections because that's where the damage is done, not mm-hmm. by the federal
government. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's Hegelian dialectic. They create the damage by not, educating the people on the real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so they create the damage so they can come in and say, well, the only solution is we have to have the federal government. Mm-hmm. The Constitution is wrong, or the Constitution doesn't expressly mean this, or the Constitution didn't contemplate this, as if we didn't have aliens, when you were writing the Constitution or something. But it didn't anticipate this. So we have to have this apply to all elections. And then once you federalize the elections, guess what? We're a flat-out democracy in which mm-hmm. full communism sets over, and those who are screaming about fascism get to learn what it's really about.
Well, amen to that. I can't say amen enough today. Yeah. You're exactly right. I don't even know what else to add, because a lot of people think these bills that they produce save us from something. And there's so much built into the bills, and there's so much non-knowledge about
anything.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
I heard Mike Johnson say, well, somebody's going to stand up and say this doesn't do anything that isn't already done.
Mm-hmm.
But this. But you know what? He's full of baloney. And I don't understand. People need to understand that Mike Johnson has to get himself out of the bad conservative column, right?
Mm-hmm.
He pushed himself into this "we don't like you" column with all the money to Ukraine and the way he caves on the other bills. But the reality is, this is just another political manipulation mm-hmm. for the shallow conservative part of the population
mm-hmm.
who chases political shiny things.
He's
a hero. He's a hero. He's doing this. Oh, he's a bad guy.
They always get the hero worship. I mean, seriously, or the bad guy thing. Thank you so much, Chris Ann. You're awesome. Thank you. Love it. Thank you. Have a good one. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Hey there, everybody. Vladimir Putin called the U.S. dollar's drop in dominance objective and irreversible during the recent BRICS summit in South Africa. Remember that? Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. There's more countries joining, by the way, January 1st of 2024. But they formally agreed to use local currencies instead of the U.S. dollar. This could be that first shoe to fall. So as demand for the dollar weakens, the buying power of the dollar weakens, this is why Birch Gold Group is busier than ever. Investors, savers like you are looking to sort of harness the power of physical gold. This is the place to talk to and get it held in a tax-sheltered IRA, gold-backed IRA. Text Kate to 989898. You'll get a free info kit on gold, thousands of happy customers, A-plus rating with the BBB, countless five-star reviews. This is why Ron Paul loves them. This is why Steve Bannon loves them. I know so many people that use Birch because that's who I trust. That's who they trust. And they can help you navigate transitioning an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. Isn't that big? That's a big deal. And I think right now, while you have the opportunity to do these things, I would do them. The U.S. dollar continues to receive pressure from foreign countries. And so digital currency, central banks, you've got to arm yourself with the information on how to protect your savings and how to protect you. Text Kate 989898. That's the phone number you text. And then just text my name and claim your free information kit and get the information and go over that information to see if it's right for you. Thanks, you guys.
This This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I got Uncle Milty here. Make sure and go to katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts. And of course, Hit My Pillow, $25 specials going on. Two pillows for $25. They're special pillows. Amazing. Anyway, lots of deals there. And activatefiq.com. Use the code Kate for supplements. That's where I get my supplements. Copper and, oh my gosh, you name it. So vitamin C, the whole C. Just great supplements. FIQ. Activatefiq.com. Got to get that right. And code word is Kate on both, by the way. So how did you feel? I mean, everything that was said, I'm in so much agreement with Chrisanne. I can't even.
Well, yeah. She was awesome. I mean, the House mm-hmm. of Representatives has authorized spending that is absolutely not only unconstitutional, but mm-hmm. unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that money goes to waste. It goes to fraud. Mm-hmm. It goes to laundering. Mm-hmm. It goes to foreign aid that we don't have any clue where that money goes after it leaves our coffers.
Right.
And it's criminal. It is criminal. And the American people do not understand. Just because it sounds good doesn't make it right.
Right.
It doesn't.
And she was right about the SAVE Act not letting people understand that this has nothing to do with state or local. This is only federal. And I wish they would let people know that, because it does a real big disservice to everybody if they don't.
Yeah. What good does it mm-hmm. do to prevent foreign non-citizens from mm-hmm. voting for the president, but letting them vote for your mayor and city council, and then have the city council demand that everybody speak both languages? You know, it's insane.
I know. We see a lot of this, and it's always an act. Instead of just going back to what was originally proposed and what we should be doing, which is all outlined, what we're doing is creating, we're going to solve the problem with a bill. And every time there's a bill, there's always new stuff in it that's horrific. And we keep doing this. It's sickening.
And yet, what do we hear a lot of people complain about are city ordinances that they disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
We hear those complaints. Yes. What do you mean I can't catch rainwater in my backyard?
It's the truth.
What kind of a city ordinance is that?
Yeah.
But they do that kind of stuff. That's tyranny.
Right.
It may be tyranny in your little city of 100,000 people, but it's tyranny nonetheless.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and I really meant those two statements too. A lot of people wrap themselves up in the idea of liberty only. And we've talked about this on the show before, but it's always interesting to me that people can't recognize that. They can't see what they're doing versus what they say.
Yeah.
And we have clear records of people, right? Of what they actually do or don't do or remain silent on or, you know, whatever the case may be. And we just still only want to hear what they say because it sounds good. It sounds comfy and cozy. And it isn't, we're not going to lose this country because of all the people we talk about on the show, as far as all these lefty globalist crazies, because you know why? Because there's not enough of them to do it.
Yeah.
They have to utilize what we think of as the good guy. They have to. And so we have a lot of good people, quote unquote, serving and aiding the destruction of our country right now. But we're too weak as a populace to carve that out. And say, you're not fit for office. You're not fit for office. You're terrible in office. I've got a whole city of these people. Yeah. I got a whole county of these people. I got a whole state of these people.
Yeah. I don't want to hurt their feelings.
No one wants to hurt feelings. No one wants to say, oh, don't do that. That's not nice. They're ruining our country because they're either silent or aiding and abetting. Or like Chrisanne said, they're just idiots. They're kind of stupid. We've met a lot of not the sharpest tool in the shed. And so we've met a lot of those. And then we've also met the people that are intentional about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the real problem, though, are the stupid ones.
Yeah.
Because they get elected and all of a sudden they feel like, well, I'm not stupid, or they wouldn't have elected me. So now I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. And we love an incumbent, so we go in 90% of the time for the incumbent. And they're banking on that, too. That's why you see more appointments now to office midterm, and then they think they're going to go back in. So,
you know, cognitive orders, cognitive issues are a real problem. The Air Force announced yesterday that even though the aliens are still searching for intelligent life, when they land at Area 51, they don't say, take us to your leader anymore.
Be right back. Hey, Dolly Show. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise. They're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm just going to sit here and do the white man overbite. It's a lot more fun than thinking about what's going on in the world. Yikes. Welcome back. Of course, we'll take your calls if you're listening to us in the afternoon live, 888-673-1450. Okay. Done with debt. If you have credit card debt and you'd like to get those rates reduced, this is the outfit to do it. And I know there's a lot of companies that do this, but these guys are for real. They actually will help you to reduce your rates on your credit cards and save you so much money a month. And I would love to see that. I'd actually love to see you save the money and put it into food storage. Seriously. I'm not kidding. We have a lot of work to do, and we have a specific time to do that in, and now would be the time. So as much money as you can save right now and put back in your pocket, and don't let these credit card companies get away with what they're doing. And then also, if you just continue to pile on debt, they can help you to figure out how to get out of that debt. They are so good at what they do. Give them a chance. Just give them a chance, and it's free to do so. So just give them a chance to do it. 888, I'm sorry, I was going to give the phone number. Donewithdebt.com, like you're done. Donewithdebt.com. And of course, weigh in. I would love to hear from you on any of these things we're talking about in this hour. And I have noticed, can I just say before we take the caller on, there's not a whole lot of campaigning going on, even in the presidential race. Have you noticed any campaigning at all or anything?
That's a bad sign. That means they think they have us totally brainwashed.
I was just putting it out there because at this time, you know, years ago, there was a lot of that going. Well, on one side, it was going on. King Dingling wasn't out there. He was wearing his little mask and nobody would show. But it was just kind of funny that I'm noticing that there's no election campaigning going on.
In all fairness, though, they do have Trump preoccupied.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
They may not have all of us totally brainwashed, but they believe they have enough of us.
Yeah.
I think they're right.
Yeah.
But I wanted to reduce some of that ignorance that you and Chris Ann were talking about regarding the powers of the president, powers of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this you hear nowhere except among constitutionalists. First of all, we know that one power of the president is the veto on constitutional legislation. That means our presidents, if they were constitutional, if they weren't lying to God when they took their oath, they would be vetoing virtually every bill that comes before them.
Mm-hmm.
But now I want to talk about what you don't hear at all, what powers the president has to correct all the criminal violations of the Constitution. The first one is, and it was brought up by Dershowitz, and he used his disinformation in his interview with you last Friday,
mm-hmm.
and that is the bureaucracies. We're always hearing about the power of the bureaucrats in government, and we can't do anything about it. That's an absolute lie according to the Constitution. Article 2, the powers of the president, the first line says all powers delegated to the federal government, to the executive branch, are vested in the president. The president is responsible to carry every single power out. So when the Congress passes a civil service protection law,
mm-hmm.
you're hearing, oh, well, they're protected, they can't be fired and so forth. No, that's not what the Constitution says. It says the president can fire, has complete control. He can fire anybody
yep.
he wants at any time, and history shows that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the massacre, what is it called, Saturday Night Massacre, mm-hmm. when Nixon fired the attorney general, assistant attorney general, special prosecutor,
mm-hmm.
Head of the Allied forces in Korea. They fired Douglas MacArthur. So they can fire anybody. Those bureaucrats can be gone in a day if the
yep.
president just follows the Constitution. And then real quickly, other things they can do. One is you don't enforce any of the federal regulations. According to the Heritage Foundation,
mm-hmm.
95% of all federal regulations are unconstitutional. They should be abolished. He should not enforce any federal court ruling. My cousin
mm-hmm.
said that when the Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional. He said, well, now let's see him enforce it. I'm talking about Andrew
mm-hmm.
Jackson. Then other things they can do, the courts, the statute laws. He is responsible to ignore every unconstitutional statute law, and that's the vast majority of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stop being hypocrites and say we support the Constitution and then vote for these unconstitutional candidates for president, for Congress, and put him nominate him for the Supreme Court. If
yeah.
we did that, stop being hypocrites
mm-hmm.
and really implied the Constitution
mm-hmm.
to our federal government officers, we would solve the problem.
Thank you. Amen to that. Thank you.
He's absolutely right.
Great
I had
call.
A 10-year battle with the IRS,
mm-hmm.
and every time I talked to him, I would say, what law says I have to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, IRS regulation, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, IRS regulation is not a law. What law says I have to do this? And, of course, they never could give me a law because there was none. And after 10 years, I won. But if I'd have given in
mm-hmm.
to the fear that they try to put into you,
mm-hmm.
We'll take your house, we'll do this. They never did any of that because they really don't have a leg to stand on unless you cave to them.
There you go. Yeah. And I love the caller, too. I exactly right. I mean, we keep being in the same scenario over and over and over again. I was thinking back, you know, to the Wild Wild West, and I was perusing movies and there was a movie about it. But I was looking at de Tocqueville's words back in 1831. And this is what he said. The Americans never use the word peasant. Now, this is the 1800s, okay? Because they have no idea of the class which that term denotes. Remember, we lost our class identification. You could actually succeed here or jump class or do what you wanted
yeah.
to do. And he said, the ignorance of more remote ages, the simplicity of rural life, the rusticity of the villages has not been preserved among them. And they are alike unacquainted with the virtues, the vices, the coarse habits, and the simple graces of an early stage of civilization. Americans of all ages, all stations of life, and all types of disposition are forever forming associations. Don't you love that? What most astonishes me, because you know we're such a racist country. Anyway, what most astonishes me in the United States is not so much the marvelous grandeur of some undertakings as the innumerable multitude of small ones. The Americans combine the notions of Christianity and of liberty so intimately in their minds. Let me say that again. The Americans combine the notions of Christianity and of liberty so intimately in their minds that it is impossible to make them conceive the one without the other. And with them, this conviction does not spring from that barren, traditionary faith which seems to vegetate in the soul rather than to live. In America, the means available to the authorities to uncover crime and to arrest criminals are small in number. However, I doubt whether crime evades punishment less often in any other country. Everyone feels involved to providing evidence of the offense and apprehending the offender. I saw inhabitants of a county where a major crime had been perpetuated spontaneously form committees with the aim of arresting the guilty man and handing him over to the courts. In Europe, the criminal is a luckless fellow fighting to save his life from the authorities. The population, to the degree, watches as he struggles. In America, he's the enemy of the human race and has everyone entirely against him. Don't you love that quote?
Yeah.
Such a different time in America where we really did well. We did well without all the regulation, strangulation, and all the corrupt activities going on that we have now.
This is why they hide history from us, because history is full of so much goodness of the American people.
Yep.
Do you remember the show Death Valley Days?
No.
It was a show about the history of California. For a while, Ronald Reagan was the host of the show.
Interesting.
And it was a series of true stories.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I watched an episode, and it was the story of these two slaves who asked their master to let them be free, earn their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And he let them go to California for the gold rush to try to dig up enough gold to buy their freedom. And they did it. And it was a true story.
Whoa.
That's how awful and racist we were.
Our America ended slavery for the civilizations of all time. How's that for an accomplishment in under 80 years, by the way? Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hey there. Welcome back. Text Birch Gold 989898. You'll love them. I promise you that. I would get your gold and silver from them. And I think with their stellar reputation, there's ways to get $10,000 worth of free gold and silver, and they're updating this information all the time. So please, please text that number, that phone number, 989898, only six digits, and get some help in understanding what to do. I'm seeing more and more about regional banks. I'm seeing more and more about things that that are coming down the pike this year. This would be a really good time. Really good time before that opportunity is lost to back what you've got with gold and silver. Remember in the drill, the federal drill in New York in 2021, they were getting digital currency in and cash is out drill. And the things that I noticed when I read through that were the fact that they said, oh, geez, in doing so, man, we lost basically people's money. We don't know what was in certain accounts. We just hope that works itself out. Oh, gee, we see so many problems transferring everything over. And I just don't want to see stuff get lost. So text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name, K-A-T-E, Kate. That's all you have to do. Do it real quick while you're on your phone. I really appreciate it. And let them at least give you that free information, okay? I have Uncle Milty here, and we were just talking. So you that movie or that show that you were watching, that's touching, yeah.
It was very.
Yeah.
But all of the stories are good, though, that are in this. I mean, if you want to learn about the history of the westward movement and California, That's a great show to sit down with your children and watch.
Yeah,
this, they're not long episodes.
Okay.
They're fairly simple.
Death Valley Days.
For the first few years, it had a guy called the Old Ranger was the host, but Ronald Reagan eventually became the host of the show.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you bring up Ronald Reagan because we have this joke on the show, and it's like an inside joke, and it's actually nothing against Ronald Reagan. Actually, who doesn't like Ronald Reagan? He's hilarious. He was so fun, actually, as a president. And, you know, those were the days, right? I mean, we had problems during that time, but he had a sense of humor, and I think people generally liked him. But whenever we have a politician on the show, and they say, I say, who's your hero? Who's the person you most admire in politics? And they go, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't know anything.
Yeah, the first question that comes to my mind is, you don't even know what he did, do you?
And the reason they say it is because they'll score brownie points with you and the constituent by saying you love Ronald Reagan. That's something everyone can agree on because even, you know, everyone agrees that, I mean, what's wrong with Ronald Reagan? I mean, you know, the personality of Ronald Reagan is what we're saying. And so we laugh every time because I'm like, so you haven't studied, you don't know any research, but you're running for office because somebody probably encouraged you to. Yeah. Okay. Now at least we know where we fall. And it really is not a slight on Ronald Reagan. It's more a slight on the person running for office because then I know they don't know anything. And then it just gets me. But I was thinking about, you know, this simpler time and those words, the Americans combine the notions of Christianity and of liberty so intimately in their minds that it's impossible to make them conceive the one without the other. I love that. And I think that speaks to who we are as a people. I had a friend of mine send me a picture of herself in 1998. And she said, you know, she said, going back, she said, I was looking at this photo of me all those years ago, and she said, everything has so drastically changed that you would not recognize America if you were standing in 1998. And I'm going to agree with that. And I think it's the stupidity of the people. I do. I think that we are kind of naturally just the type that will go along with the masses. Or as my husband says, the asses, my asses. And we do what we're told to do. And we're very get along kind of people now. We used to be people that defended Christianity and liberty without a second hesitation. We used to be a people that could go into business. You could learn a craft. You could do something without all the regulation. We used to be a people that if you came to this country, it did not matter what your station in life was. We were the only country supporting this idea that you could come here and invent yourself. There are so many amazing things about this country that I don't want anyone to walk away for a second not realizing how magnificent that is. What our government has done to it, what they've done to us, and what do you think the reason is that it's so drastically different since the year 2000?
Propaganda.
That's the reason. Our media. I don't know of any news organization in the entire country, all the way down to local news. Okay? I know what I'm talking about on this. There isn't one that isn't a wacko lefty loony. I'm not kidding. There isn't anyone that runs a news organization in America that's not a total, was a mask-wearing lefty that gets there, that exalts the AP on a pedestal. Not one. An AP is known to lie to you every day. So it's amazing that that's all of our news, all the way down to local news, always a whack job running it, right?
Yeah. There's a good meme.
Yeah.
It says, movie idea. A bully from the 1980s time travels to the present to a school with diversity and inclusion.
I want to see that show. I want to see that show. No, I do. I want to see that movie. Oh gosh, we were glorious people coming over here and realizing that we could work hard and totally unchained from anything. And we didn't have welfare, and you didn't have all those things. How did we make it? How did we possibly make it? I'll tell you how. We worked.
Yep.
We worked hard. And we did things the proper way, actually. Churches helped people out temporarily. Nobody just came in with
The thing about it is
payment.
When you work hard and you're allowed to keep the fruits of your labor, working hard is fun. when you work hard and the government takes 60% of what you work hard for, yeah. it's no longer fun. They right. take away the drive, the incentive.
Yeah. Yes. And so
and they've done a good job.
They have. They've made us lazy, and they've made us people that our whole idea of liberty now is doing the lever on a voting machine. That's it.
Yep.
Like you show up twice a year, you show up once a year. That's it. You've done your part. And as far as Christianity goes, our idea of that now is basically told to us by the media, which means you are a judgment ridden, dumb country person that likes their firearm. I mean, it's ridiculous the lies that they sell us and how they couch somebody that's a Christian now. So we have a lot of work to do, and I know you know that. It's like it sounds redundant if I even say it out loud, but we have to start somewhere, and it's going to be through good education about what we're up against here. I there's only like two people in all of government that I could even want to listen to at this point. It doesn't even mean they do everything great. It just means that they're worth at least their salt a little bit. Everyone else is a fake. Everyone else is there as a placeholder. Now, we got to figure that one out. We'll be right back. I want to talk about the WHO treaty and how to stop it. Let's come up with some solutions. The WHO pandemic treaty. Good grief. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Hey, everybody, I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, Copper IQ Cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. Gut, we always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money. And their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. ActivateFIQ.com.